the National Congress of American Indians has an organization of local volunteers in what they're calling Native Vote Action Week. Sault Ste. Marie Chippewa Lacey Kennard is registering people at the Gerald Ignace Indian Health Center on Milwaukee's south side.
Yeah, it is very important to me. When I heard that one in three Natives are only registered to vote, it kind of hit me because we are already a small population. Because this is such a huge election, we need to get our voice out there, too, and every vote does count.
Kennard says if Native people don't vote, they won't be heard by policymakers.
We're not focused on. We're kind of like a quiet population.
Colin Price of the Ho-Chunk tribe is working to register Native voters in several western Wisconsin communities.
Obviously, I can't be everywhere, but I would like to do as much as I can and try to get some of our youth involved with registering some people as well.
Price says Native Vote Action Week is made up of a few people hoping to do a lot for many people.
Even on a national level, that Native Americans are seen as a voice to be heard. There's a lot of input that we have, and it should be taken not in a light tone, because these issues and policies, a lot of them are, we feel so strongly about them. Have a big voice.
That voice can be much louder. The National Congress of American Indians says in the last presidential election, there are more than 1 million unregistered voters in Indian country. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.